rope, said Anna. It's what our people have always done.
I know, said Papa. Now lie down and get some sleep, little one. It's well past your bedtime.
Anna lay back under her blanket and looked up at the stars. There were so many of them. The moon smiled at her through the branches of a fig tree. It was huge and bright, like an innkeeper's lamp.
Anna listened to the shepherds singing lullabies to their children. Then she closed her eyes and drifted off to sleep.
The next thing she knew, Papa was shaking her awake.
Little one, look at the sky.
Anna opened her eyes. Big, low clouds were filling the heavens, blotting out the moon and stars. They were not ordinary clouds. They seemed to be made of gold and light. Their insides glowed like coals in a dying fire, and their edges shimmered.
They're wonderful, Anna cried, and she stood up to see them better.
All at once, the clouds parted like curtains before a stage. Hundreds of angels appeared, their silver wings glittering in a bright light that seemed to shine out of their faces.
Don't be afraid, said the angels. We bring you tidings of great joy, for a Saviour is born today, who is Christ the Lord.
One of them looked straight at Anna and her father. This shall be a sign to you, he said. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.
The sky darkened once more and the angels disappeared. The stars returned, blinking weakly in a firmament.
Anna and her father stood rooted to the spot, unable to move or speak. All around them, shepherds and goatherds were gathering up their crooks and bundles. Children shouted to their sheep, whistling loudly.
We must go and see the newborn saviour, said one of the shepherds, a stout fellow with a big beard. We must be the first to see him.
But where is he? Asked another goatherd, wrapping his wine bottle in a napkin. Where shall we find him?
The shepherd with the big beard turned and pointed to a bright star hovering above an old barn in a hill nearby. He is there, he said. Follow me, everyone.
From all over the hillside, shepherds and goatherds started walking towards the barn.
Anna looked at her father. Shall we go too? She asked.
Of course, little one, he said. We have been waiting for the Saviour for a long time.
He picked up his old crook and the wicker basket that held the rest of their food, and it whistled to the goats and they came running across the short grass, mewling and bleating.
Come on, Anna said to them, we're off to see the Saviour.
They hurried down the hill and on a narrow, twisting path. Shepherds passed them by, eager to see the new baby. The star grew bigger and brighter as they drew near the barn, until they realised it wasn't a star at all, but an enormous lamp hung above the doorway.
Anna could see people inside, kneeling around the manger. A cow and a donkey stood behind, the cow breathing noisily. The Saviour's mother was sitting next to the donkey. She looked worn and tired, but her eyes shone with a peaceful light.
I've brought the Saviour a blanket, said one of the shepherds. It's nice and thick, so we could keep him warm through the winter months.
Thank you, said the Saviour's father. He put the blanket over the baby, tucking it around the infant's feet.
I brought him a pair of gloves, said a shepherd, who would slip past Anna into the barn. They'll make nice pets when he's a little older.
You are most kind, said the Saviour's father.
The shepherd put the dove's cage down beside all the other presents at the foot of the manger. A jar of figs, a keg of oil, a little wooden cart, some eggs in a basket.
We have bought nothing for the baby, said Anna. Papa, shall I go home and fetch one of our rabbits or a mat?
Alas, there's nothing to fetch, said her father. Your mother's just sold the last of the rabbits, and the landlord has taken our mats instead of the rent.
But we can't go into the barn without a present, cried Anna. It would seem rude.
We'll just have to look at the Saviour from up here, Papa said.
I want to see him properly, said Anna sadly. She looked around in the hope of finding something to give the baby. Some berries, perhaps, or a bunch of wild flowers.
Never mind,
exclaimed Anna. Papa said, "We can pay our respects just as well from here."
"But I want to touch the baby," Anna cried, "and I must find him a present."
She ran into the dark meadow. What could she give? There were only weeds.